LEX 18 presents a podcast with hot takes, hot topics, with your hosts, Megan Mannering and Evelyn Schultz. This is Hot Mike.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome into another week here on Hot Mike.
This is going to be a good episode.
I'm really excited. A lot of good girl talk.
Oh, the mic is hot. We are catching this guest right in the middle of the busiest season. So, as we always say, this was a big get.
We literally had to catch her as she's like trying to get out the door
and
to something.
We do have a hard out, so we should probably get right to that guest. Everyone, welcome Sierra Newton to
Yay!
Hot Mike. Welcome.
We've been waiting for this.
I have been waiting for this moment. Just patiently in the corners, in the wings, supporting you guys, but obviously I'm like, okay, my turn.
I feel like we've seen you in the sports department, like, you know, when are you guys going to ask me?
Just peeking over, whatever. Yeah. I'm ready.
So. You're a good person to have on here, though, because you do have some hot takes.
Thanks, I do.
You know sports really well. Sports hot takes are like some of the best ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this really is like the busiest time of the year. So thank you for making time.
Of course.
Explain what makes this so chaotic for your department.
So this is officially crossover season, and that means that the fall sports, they are starting to phase out, but the winter sports are starting. So that means like football, soccer, anything that's happening in the fall, volleyball, and also basketball, which we know is huge here in Kentucky. It's starting to take over. So almost every day of the week, we have either a game or a press conference or a sporting event to go to. So I am booked and busy.
Your schedule is hard to pin down. It's like on any given weekend, we might ask you to do something. Mm-hmm. And you're at a game. You're traveling to cover a game, which we know has to get done.
Yes, but it's so much fun. It's literally what I signed up for. So I'm having a great time, a little sleep deprived, but having a great time.
But you're looking great.
Yes. Thank you guys. Yeah. She never, Sierra never misses her outfits, her makeup. Yeah. And this is actually something too that you've been working towards for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. When you started at LEX 18, you were not on air.
Right.
You were a digital producer.
Digital content producer. Yeah. So I was behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. All the social media that you guys see, I was the person who was running it now 4 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was writing web stories, doing the Twitter, doing the Facebook, all the things, reading your all's messages, good and bad. So it helped me learn what people are interested in, what they want to look at. And then, basically I just annoyed the sports department and was like, hey guys, if you need me to write something for you specifically for sports, I can definitely do that. So there was a couple times during crossover season that they were like, yeah, everyone's definitely worked more than 40 hours. Mm-hmm. So, Sierra, if you could write this web story tonight, that'd be great. And so that's kind of how I stuck my foot into the door. And then I was behind the scenes with BBN Tonight, doing an associate producer position. So helping write the shows, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And then once again, crossover season comes around and they're like, we need another body. So I was out there shooting stuff at practice and like doing some interviews and eventually made my way into a multimedia journalist position, MMJ. So, yeah.
Goes to show, sometimes you just have to be the squeaky wheel.
Yes.
And your opportunity will come. And always being willing to take that opportunity, it paid off.
It definitely did. And also to be able to do this in basically my hometown, mm-hmm. from Frankfort, grew up there. Then I went to school at NKU. So to be able to have my first, like, big girl job back in your hometown, it means a lot. And it's kind of one of those full circle moments because I always watched LEX 18 growing up. Nancy Cox, Tina Davidson, that's how I like started my day. So it was just really cool to be able to like start here with them, mm-hmm. and then not with them because they're on air, but to start here with them, and then be able to work my way to on camera now. It's full circle, a lot of fun, and loving it.
Did you always, when you were a kid, did you think that this was the type of job you wanted to do?
I thought that I was going to be like a superstar, but I cannot
sing.
Well,
okay, you are a superstar.
No, yes, I initially was like singer, actress.
Triple threat.
You know, all the things. And then I was like, oh, I have to like be able to do those things to do that. But I always knew that I wanted to talk a lot. Mm-hmm. And so didn't really, never really got shy, too shy in front of a large crowd of people. So I always knew it was something in front of people, helping people in some way, shape, or form. And then I learned about journalism probably like fifth grade. We did like a newspaper as one of our like class projects. And I got to talk to the principal and someone who helped build the new playground that we had, because it was made out of recyclable materials. Like, I'm remembering all this because I did, because I was just like,
yeah,
I'm a reporter. I get to ask important people questions about stuff. I love that. And so that's when I first started. And then, like, in middle school, we had a news team. We literally did the morning announcements, but, like, it was woke news. And so I did that in middle school. And then I got to high school. And I was playing sports all throughout this whole time, but I was like, okay, Sierra, we're not going to the WNBA. We have to figure out how to still be involved in sports, but still, this journalism thing seems to be working for us. And so it was like my senior year that I really decided that I wanted to do sports broadcasting. And so from there, it's just been like off.
I love it. Yeah. What role did sports play in your life growing up? I mean, was this a big part of your childhood? What sports were you playing? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So actually, when everyone started with soccer, I started with cheerleading. So I was, the Raiders, Frankfurt. We used to have a Frankfurt Youth Football League. And so, like, we were obviously NFL teams were all of our names, but I started as a Raiders cheerleader.
Love.
And it was so much fun. And then I did upward basketball.
Wait,
and
I did upward basketball.
Yes.
What is upward basketball?
I was so bad.
Like, it was like everyone was collectively terrible. And then there'd be the one girl that was just like balling out on everyone. Well,
yeah. It was like the church league basketball program.
So after you just like tried to push a girl down, they'd be like, all right, in the Bible verse of the day, is, you know, and so
teaching kids basketball and life lessons.
Yes. It was a good balance, you know, got a little aggression out. Praise Jesus. Yeah. All the good things. And so, that's when I started like playing basketball and then middle school, high school. So, basketball was my main sport. I ran track for like a year or two, mainly because my other friends did. I ran cross country for a while, and I was actually pretty good at that. But then once I got to like high school, it was at the same time as basketball, and I was like, I'm going all in on basketball. And I played soccer for a couple years, and honestly, I was much better at soccer, but I didn't see that until like hindsight. But it was all good. It all taught me a lot of different things. Basically, just how to handle yourself, how to have goals, discipline, those kind of things. That's when playing soccer is when I really learned the importance of water. I know, like,
drinking
water. Like, everyone is, you're supposed to drink water, whatever, but, like, as a teenager, you're just,
you're not thinking about it as much.
But then, like, playing soccer, we used to carry around these huge jugs of water. And for a really long time, that was, like, a part of my personality, me and my huge water jug just walking around school. Like,
were you so hydrated?
So hydrated. Like, and I need to get back to that. So
we all probably do.
Really helped. You know, me, I was like, bringing me back to my roots. So
when we go into the studio, we should start taking like milk gallon jugs full of water.
Yeah. Well, I forget to drink water during a morning show. You know, it's 2.5 hours and you're sitting there anchoring. And sometimes by the end of it, I'm like, I don't think I've taken a sip of water this whole time. So maybe if I get my jug.
No. Yeah. It's really easy to do that, especially now ripping and running to different like events and stuff. At the end of the day, I'm like, why do I feel a little off? And it's because I drank 2 energy drinks and not a water, you know?
Right. So I haven't eaten anything nutritional.
Yeah, exactly.
You're shaking.
Yeah.
Well, let this be the PSA to the viewers and listeners.
Everyone hydrate. Water.
Stay hydrated.
Hit pause on this right now and go get a drink of water. Tell us about NKU. What was your experience like there?
NKU. I was the most annoying person that you would have ever met. I was involved in literally everything. Orientation leader, that was like my thing.
Are we doing icebreakers? Did you have some icebreakers?
I loved icebreakers. Everyone was, I was obnoxious. Let me tell you, like, I was full send. Like, everyone's gonna love NKU. There used to be a song that they would do that's like, you're gonna love NKU. Yeah, you're gonna love NKU. And that was like the main person, like, yes. And so, orientation leader. I also did tours throughout the school year. They were called the Presidential Ambassadors. So ooh, you got to do events with the president of NKU.
Wow.
Yeah, really fancy. I was,
you were all in.
I was all in. And then I was the sports editor for a student newspaper the last 2 years of me being there. So I was very busy, always doing something, always around campus. So I just as talkative and around people as I am today, it was probably like 10 times worse when I was in college because I was like, guys, let's get involved. Let's go do all the things.
I love that.
Because NKU is a commuter school. And so I'm from Frankfort. So that's an hour and a half away.
So you were living there on campus.
In the grand scheme of things, not very far from mm-hmm. home, but at the same time, not like the, it's not 30 minute drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like making the most of my situation of being on campus. And I lived on campus all 4 years. So, yeah, very, very involved. Loved it.
Were you, correct me if I'm wrong, were you homecoming queen?
It was actually princess.
Oh, homecoming princess.
Oh, my sophomore year.
Yes, so, I didn't know we had royalty in the studio today.
Guys, thank you.
People's princess.
Yes. Technically the last princess because after that, then they opened up to homecoming royalty so that way it could be gender inclusive.
Okay.
And so, yeah, technically the last princess at NKU.
But you are royalty.
But I am like royalty.
Well, and Maggie Davis was also
yeah, she was homecoming queen. Yeah,
okay, so we have a lot of royalty.
That sounds like it could be the title of a movie, like NKU's Last Princess.
Oh, saving that for my memoir.
That's the Instagram bio.
Yes.
I could see it. You make people feel really comfortable. So I can see how you would be really good on campus, mm-hmm. really good welcoming people. And I kind of feel like I love NKU right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Totally.
That song is going to be playing
in your
in
head.
My mind.
It gets really
you have to take us to campus. I've never
been. I will. And I will do a tour.
Perfect.
The way you just lit up.
Yes. you're not supposed to walk backwards. They tell you not to, but like,
huge liability.
They're like, if you fall, we can't. Guys.
That's what I think of when I think of college,
yes, just walking
tour guides, showing off. And you know what? The thing that I think about a college tour guide is so interesting is it's, this is going to sound really dramatic, but you kind of have the capacity to change the course of someone's life. Because if you give the tour that convinces them to go to that school, that's
or
just,
doesn't.
Or that.
I was
or
a tour guide as well.
You may be convinced people not to go.
I definitely.
Just kidding.
But I felt like I really had a way with the parents.
Yes.
I can see that for you.
I think that might be a common thread in broadcasters. Like, you're good at talking to adults. You're good at schmoozing.
Yeah.
You know, you have your little one-liners that the dads love.
And, yes. No, they would definitely be the ones that you're like, I'm going to get you. I know I am.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some.
We are speaking the same
tricks
language.
Tricks up my sleeve. Yes. Can I confess something?
Yeah.
You gals were both, tour guides. I tried out multiple times to be a tour guide at Butler and never got it.
Wow. They missed their opportunity.
You would have been such a good tour guide though.
Not to toot my own horn, but that's always kind of what I thought, but I didn't get past the group interview stage.
What?
Yeah.
What went wrong?
I don't know. I think.
Who do we need to call?
I know. Retroactively.
Butler University, I would like to be instated as an alumni tour guide.
Alumni tour guide.
Yeah, I don't know. So I clearly, you ladies have something that I don't.
Well, you know what, Evie? I visited Butler and I didn't go there. Maybe.
Because of the tour guide?
Maybe had. Sure. Yeah.
And specifically, yeah. Tour guide.
But had you been the tour guide, maybe you would have changed everything.
Thank you.
Maybe we would have been peers.
What could have been?
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. So I need your guys' tips.
I'm devastated.
It's okay.
No, literally,
it all works out in the end, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Honestly, for the better. I'm sure you got a different position somewhere else that was like,
I put my energy into something else.
Yes.
That's okay.
Well, you running around all over campus and having a bunch of different obligations kind of fits into what you're doing now because the sports people are constantly on the go. One thing I really admire about the sports department, y'all are like, always running from one thing to the next. Mm-hmm. Do you like that or is it stressful? What do you think?
I definitely actually like it. Some days, some days I am like, oh, I could have just done like a desk job or something, which no shade, but like, it's just, it's a lot at times.
You're carrying your own equipment.
I carry my own equipment. That's what my outfits have to be something that I can not only look professional, but also move, also, if I'm like shooting a football game, I have to be able to get out of the player's way because they will run you over. You know, things like that. You have to think ahead of time. And so I feel like doing all the things that I did in college kind of set me up to also be able to multitask, think ahead, plan my days out pretty well. I am typically good with time management.
Okay.
I do have times where, like, obviously some days you just aren't on it. But for the most part, I think my time management is really good. And college definitely helped set me up for that, just being able to set a schedule, stick to, even though our schedules are like all over the place.
Yeah.
And some days are unpredictable because, you know, coaching changes happen, different things. You just have to be ready on a whim. So
what is your schedule?
Like, I love that you brought that up. Well, today I'm starting here. I love that. And then after, I'll go to a press conference for Coach Craig Skinner, which by the time you guys see this, the volleyball team will have their last two regular season games, but it's to hype up, get people excited about that. And then Coach Pope will speak afterwards, and I'll more than likely do something on maybe both press conferences today for the 5 o'clock. I usually do like a 5 o'clock hit. And then, if there's an event happening, I'll go shoot that, which I think we have football practice today. Wait, no, today's Thursday. Sorry, just kidding.
Yeah, literally,
and that's the other thing, having to remember what day it is, because certain things happen on certain days. But whatever else is needed, I'm doing that today. So,
has there been anything that surprised you about covering UK athletics?
I don't know if anything necessarily surprised.
You know sports well, so that's helpful.
Yeah, I will say, I think what surprised me about right now with the two basketball teams in particular, because both teams got a new head coach last season. I think it's just how quickly they've adapted to us as BB and Tonight being like the official station.
Yeah.
Because obviously you come in, you don't know anyone here. And so just being able to work with them pretty easily, very well. That was kind of surprising, just being able to like pick up very well and feel comfortable talking to everyone on the staff. They're all amazing and great, and it's a fun time.
I imagine that could be very intimidating, but you have told us Mark Pope and Kenny Brooks are both as good of guys as you think they are from the interviews that you watch. And recently, Mark Pope did something really cool with the families of the media. Tell us about that.
Oh, we had a family day with the coaching staff, UK men's basketball coaching staff. And so he invited us and all of our families. And the initial email, we not supposed to tell everyone, obviously, because then everyone's like, oh, I want to bring, you know? But they were like, just, you can bring, like, one person. But obviously, a lot of the other media members are married and they have families. So, like, everyone brought their kids. And, like, I brought my mom because I do not have children. Because she's my number one person. So I brought my mom. And it was just really fun to share that experience because she's always, we share location. And so she's always seeing me running all over the place at all hours of the night and morning. And so just being able to show her, like, this is what I'm doing when I'm, like, ripping and running everywhere. And then the coaches took time afterwards to come and speak to all of us. And that's so cool. It was just really cool to have that moment with my mom. And Coach Pope was just so gracious and nice. And she got to ask him a question in the press conference.
What was her question?
Well, I kind of wrote it up. So he was like, he started the press conference. He was like, obviously, I love talking to media members, but your families are here. I would love if they asked the questions today. And so I was like, ask him about the exhibition game. She's like, I don't know what that was. And I was like, just ask him. It'll be fine. And so, and then he's very intentional. So when he's answering the question, he's like looking directly at you and like making sure that you're understanding. And my mom was like, that was really cool, but like did not expect him to like continue to like make eye contact, be personable, that kind of thing. Cause he's the head coach of Kentucky. He can just like do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's very personal, intentional with each and every person. And so it was just really cool. Very sweet. And now my mom's like, do you think the women's basketball team will do that? That was like, maybe next season. I don't know. Let me talk to my close personal friend, Kenny Brooks.
It does seem pretty unusual, though, that a program of this size, you know, would host something like this.
Yeah. And there's so many media people that cover the team, too. Yeah. So it's like, even though it was a smaller group of us, it still was mm-hmm. a decent amount of people yeah. there. But it was, and also it was cool to see all the other media members' families because, mm-hmm. you know, we see each other all the time. So right. just to be able to put names and faces mm-hmm. with the stories they tell about their families, mm-hmm. you know, so that was cool too.
Yeah.
Is your mom a UK fan? It's okay.
Uh-oh. She's actually,
this is hot mic.
I know. She's actually not so. Ooh, people are going to be really mad.
Edit it out. Cut it.
You can cut it. You can't. She'll tell you. I grew up in a family that was not a UK family.
Louisville.
So
I'm just going to come out and say it.
Wow.
So when I took the job, my family was like, ooh, girl, other side. And I was like, you know, a job's a job.
Yeah. Well, you grew up in Frankfurt.
I grew up in Frankfurt. Yeah. So it was like one of those things of like, not everyone grew up a UK fan, mm-hmm. so I wasn't on an island in Frankfurt, I will tell you that, but I grew up to appreciate and understand the history that UK mm-hmm. has. I'm also not one of those fans that was, like, super trash-talking the other one. Like, mm-hmm. I understand that the rivalry, that's what makes it fun at times, yeah. but, like, when people get too serious and all of the, I'm just like, hey, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have two really great teams within the state that can go against each other like that. And, it hasn't always been the most competitive rivalry. Obviously, like, Kentucky leads the series like 40-18. Mm-hmm. So with them losing recently though, it was kind of one of those like, ooh, mm-hmm. but it also just brings another bit of fire back to
yeah.
it. Because, you know, it's not fun when one person is just constantly dominant. Well, not fun for the losing team. When one person
it's
is constantly
like
dominating.
Brady effect or something. Like the Patriots, right? Like people eventually.
It loses a little bit of yeah. like, when it's yeah. one person always doing.
You kind of start rooting against them.
Right? You like yeah. the back and forth. It yes. gets you engaged.
Definitely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, but my mom, she loves UK athletes now because, like, I'm doing stories on them. I'm coming home telling her about, yeah. like, this athlete did this mm-hmm. today, and it was just so sweet and fun. Like, Josh Caddis had a shoe drive, and it was great, you know?
Yeah,
so, like, totally. Stuff like that. So it's hard to, like, root against.
Yeah, you appreciate the people.
Yeah, and she's always cheering for UK, but when UK U of L go against each other, she's like, Tierra.
Hey.
We gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
totally.
You know,
it has to be like that. How does it work in the sports department? Who gets assigned to which teams mm-hmm. or which games? Who is assigned to traveling? How does all that work? Because I feel like you end up covering, like, the same team a lot throughout one season.
It turns into a beat. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it starts with schedule. I typically work Monday through Friday. Obviously, we rotate for the football games because they're on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. But I also really enjoy covering women's sports. I'm a very big advocate of that. Mm-hmm. So, like, most of the time, I am going to shoot my hand up for a women's game. Obviously, we love men's
team.
Guys, don't. But I'm yeah. always going to advocate for the women's teams. So, like, always shooting my hand up for that. but for the most part, it kind of depends on the days that you work. That's mm-hmm. where we start. And then from there, it's, all right, who wants to travel this week? Or who's available to travel this mm-hmm. week, you know? And then we'll go from there. Because I had the opportunity to go to Auburn this year for the football team. And they ended up winning their first SEC road win.
Good luck charm?
I might be the good luck charm.
Center on the road yeah. more often.
So, with another camera person would be preferable.
I have a follow-up question to that. Because I was stunned. I asked Keith who you went to Auburn with, and he said, oh, just her. And it's like a 6 or 7 hour drive.
Uh-huh.
How does that work? When you guys are traveling, you're alone, and there's so much work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you try your best to edit some sound, some VOs, which voiceovers for the people that aren't in news, mm-hmm. edit some sound and stats and things. You compile that before you go. So that way, once you get there, usually you don't have a lot of time to, like, edit things together mm-hmm. once you're there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just going to go through the schedule of me going to Auburn because I feel like
walk us through.
Okay.
There.
Yeah. Okay. So Auburn, I left on a Friday. I left at 5 a.m. to get mm-hmm. to Auburn about 1:30-ish, mm-hmm. and they're like an hour behind, so that also, like, tripped me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. put my makeup on because I was not waking up at 4 to do makeup. No. Then dress. Yeah. Then no. And so put my makeup on, and then I hiked around campus to find a spot that had like a good backdrop of the stadium. And so I found that. And then once I got there, I read a little bit of the show because I was in BBN Tonight and also BBN Game Day. We tape those on Fridays most of the time. So that way we're able to go out and shoot high school football in the evenings on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot that goes on. So then I taped all of that. And then after that, I was in The Five and another show. I don't remember. It was a lot. So then after we taped the two shows where I'm like talking to Maggie and Keith mm-hmm. or whoever's doing game day, then I do a 5-hit and another hit. So that way there's more content for the rest of the evening. After that, I drove to my hotel and basically crashed because I was sure. like, I don't have the energy to like sightsee or anything. And then Saturday morning, I had a little slow morning because the game wasn't until the night. And so just got myself together, packed everything up. The game was at 6:30 their time, but you can get there 3 hours before. So I got there about 3:30. So that way I could see Kentucky does a catwalk. So that's whenever whatever stadium that they're at, they will walk in and fans can wave hi. Most of the time players will go talk to their family before the game. Mm-hmm. And so I shoot video of them doing their catwalk, talking to people, that kind of thing. Get into the stadium and kind of just prepare to shoot the game. And when you're shooting the game by yourself, you're like running up and down the sidelines.
You don't even have to work out that
No,
day.
I don't. I get in a really great workout. Like my watch is like, you hit your goal. And I'm like, yes,
good
I did.
Job.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, shoot the game. It's over by like 10:30, 11. And then I do post-game interviews with coaches, players, mm-hmm. whoever they bring out. And then I do a little recap of what happened and go back to the hotel room, edit it there. Because I was just like, when I get up in the morning, I want to wake up and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I edited everything the same night. So I didn't go to bed till probably like 2:30-ish. But
wow.
Girl.
It was a lot of fun, you know? Like, it sounds like a lot because it is. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm having fun. It's more fun to be at the games doing that mm-hmm. than to be like at home just watching the game, which is still fun.
You get to experience it in person.
Yeah, I get to experience it in person. And also, I've never been to Auburn Stadium, and they have a really great atmosphere. Like, mm-hmm. their fans were amazing.
Were they friendly and like welcoming?
Oh, yes. Every time that I've traveled somewhere, the SEC, I feel like we have Southeastern Conference. They have really great fans. Mm-hmm. The hospitality is great. 2 years ago, I got to travel to South Carolina with Kinsey. She doesn't work here anymore, but that was a lot of fun. Everyone there was super hospitable. Like, it's always been a lot of fun anytime that mm-hmm. we travel anywhere.
Holy cow.
It's a cool experience.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah. But man, there is so much that you have mm-hmm. to think about.
Yeah.
I covered one high school football game in Montana, and I was like, I'm done. I can't. That was a high school game.
Yeah.
The logistics of mm-hmm. traveling and figuring out where to park, and you're carrying all of your equipment, running around during the game, mm-hmm. while also you have to pay attention and know what's going on.
Yes.
And then you have to look good.
Mm-hmm.
And then be present when mm-hmm. you're doing these press conferences with these big shot coaches. I commend you.
Thank you. I can't think about it too hard sometimes because, like, there's, there was the UK Athletics Hall of Fame this fall, and Carl Anthony Towns, current New York Knick in the NBA, he came, and I got to interview him. And I couldn't think about it in the time because I would have, like, freaked out. Because it's just, like, certain players that I'm just like, oh, my gosh, they're, like, oh, they're so awesome. Not only mm-hmm. was he like, he's a great athlete, but mm-hmm. he's very personable when you talk mm-hmm. to him, like came in the room and introduced himself to every single person in the room, shaking our hands, looking at us,
that's
acknowledging
awesome.
Our presence. Cause like there have been times where you've run into some athletes and they, you know,
not
they
everyone's
know,
like that.
They know they're who they are. And so you're just like, all right, move on. So it's just really cool. When I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really did get to speak to some really like amazing people. And so it's really exciting. also doing the red carpet at the Derby, I feel like kind of desensitized me to like having the starstruck moment in the moment, because it's happening so fast that you have to just be like,
Yeah.
Who was your favorite person that you met when you did the Derby red carpet?
Okay, so
she, for those who don't know, Sierra loves pop culture.
I am a pop culture girl. Yeah, I love it so much. I'm chronically online. I need to get off, honestly. So, the last time that I was on the carpet, Miss Tina Knowles,
which
is Beyonce's mom.
You're one person away from Beyonce.
I was wearing my all orange outfit, very excited. And she looks at me, she goes, "Love that orange. You look so beautiful." Ooh. And I turned around to Alex Barber. I'm like,
You could have quit right there.
I was like, the day's over. Yeah. I don't need to do anything else. This is the best day of my life. So literally it was so giddy. It was that one moment out of all of it. And I saw plenty of other people too, but that was the one that I was just like, she is a fashion icon. Like, she literally made all of Destiny Child's outfits when they were coming up.
So, you know, like, she knows. Like, she...
Exactly. Yeah. So for her to compliment me, I was just like, wow. Big time. I really did it today. I also talked to Smokey Robinson.
Oh, I talked to him too. Yes, he's really nice.
He was so sweet and so kind. And that was really cool. And then the UK athletes that come back on the carpet, that was nice to just have that full circle moment of being like, Reed Sheppard specifically and the Sheppard family. They were so sweet because they're still the most down to earth Kentucky people you will ever meet. And just being able to be like, Reed, how awesome has it been being able to go out in LA and work out? And, you know, and he's just the sweetest Southern little thing. He's just like, yes, ma'am. I'm just so excited to be back at the Derby. Like, so cute.
That's precious.
It's so cool. And as a girl who grew up in Kentucky, it has to be even more special to cover an iconic event like the Derby.
For sure.
I'm curious, looking ahead, because you have such a long career ahead of you too, are there certain sporting events that are on your bucket list to cover?
That's a good question.
I definitely want to do a women's national championship game for basketball specifically. Obviously, would love if this year with UK.
Yeah, but
you girls listening.
If that doesn't come to fruition, please. If that doesn't come to fruition, just in general, would love to cover one of those. I mean, every person says like the Super Bowl because like, duh. Yeah. And I think the Olympics. That's like one of those things that like, all the best athletes in the world are in one spot. So like, one day would love if NBC needs another. Sports.
I've always said that. I don't even like sports, and I think the Olympics is something that you want to cover because it's just
like, it draws everyone in.
It's human. It's like human. What's the word that I'm looking for? Humanity. It's humanity at its finest. Yeah.
You know, and NBC does sometimes select like local reporters. NBC stations. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a couple Indianapolis.
Yeah, WTHR. They send
get
people.
To go. That's pretty cool.
I'm gonna put my name.
NBC.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes,
we're going.
Hot mic. Plus me.
Hot Mike at the Olympics. We've been talking about getting Hot Mike on the road. Let's
do it. Oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome. And then I can be out there in the field and do the field work for you guys. You know,
we'll do it for you.
In studio?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you guys will want to be at the stuff too, but like.
It'd be so fun. Let's plan it.
Yeah. NBC. Hello?
If you're listening.
Hello?
I have a question about all the athletes you cover.
Yes.
And this could be anyone.
Uh-huh.
And underrated kind of sounds like a mean word, and I don't mean it that way at all. What's an athlete you cover, any sport, who you think doesn't get enough credit, who's kind of underrated?
That's a great
at
question.
UK?
Underrated. I feel like I don't think she's necessarily underrated because Craig Skinner will tell you that she's the best. But Molly Tuzzo, I feel like she's a libero on the UK volleyball team. She does an amazing job. And because everyone on the volleyball team does an amazing job, I keep saying that, but it's just, they just are awesome. I feel like she doesn't always get the most shine. And she's like an upperclassman. I think the other night on the broadcast, they said she hasn't missed a set since she's been here at Kentucky, which is insane.
Yeah.
So I think she deserves more flowers. She should get her flowers. She's amazing. And she's also super sweet in person. Like, just the cutest. I think that about all the athletes. I'm like, every single time I talk to someone, I'm like, you're
like
the best.
You're like their mom.
No, I turned 28. And so now I'm like,
Even though they're like
so cute,
towering over you. Yeah.
No, everyone is 6'5" and above, and so I'm just like, you're just so cute. And I'm talking to a 7-footer. It's whatever, but yeah, I think probably her. I'm just gonna give her shine.
I love that.
Yeah,
shout out.
That was a good question.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like
not all the athletes always get their time to shine.
Yeah.
And I know you're really passionate about women's basketball, especially WNBA. You introduced me to a mascot that I've been loving.
Ellie! We love her.
Have you seen her?
No.
Ellie the elephant? Oh my goodness.
Wait, tell us. I'll pull up a video while you.
So the New York Liberty have a mascot. Her name's Ellie the elephant.
Okay.
She is the most charismatic, outgoing mascot you will ever see.
She's the best.
Obviously, mascots can't speak, but she doesn't need to because her presence, her aura, her persona speaks for her.
I turned down the volume because I don't think we're allowed to.
But
oh wow,
she had so much fun.
Everyone, go Google Ellie the elephant.
Ellie the elephant, and she does voiceovers on her TikToks of her like day in the lives, and it's a very New York accent, very authentic to where they are. And I just think the social media team has done an amazing job bringing people in and connecting. And I feel like they're like paving the way for what other mascots can be. And there's another one, the Valkyries, the newest WNBA team. They have Violet. I believe she's an owl.
Ooh.
She's a bird. And so, and she's really cute. And I feel like they have drawn from Ellie. Obviously not copying because the West Coast is completely different vibe from the East Coast. But I feel like they've drawn from the positives that work for Ellie and are implementing that there. And so I feel like that's just a really easy way to get people who aren't necessarily into sports into sports. Because, everyone can relate to a fun talking elephant.
I mean, me hooked on Ellie. I freaking love Ellie.
I might be too. You guys She's really, my girl. Like, keep me up to speed on pop culture.
Well, she
and
keeps me up to speed.
I'm too much. Yes. It's, some days I'm like, I look at my time on my phone and I'm like, I gotta get better.
They need to stop telling us. I just don't want to know. I don't want the report. You know, on a Sunday when they tell you.
Yeah, they're like, hey girl, you spent an average of 9 hours. Shh.
Also, it's your job. Part of it is your job.
Part of it is my job, but it's times I'm at night scrolling. I'm like, I have to go to bed. Like,
your little eyeballs.
And then I'm tired and I'm still.
And then you drop your phone on your face. And that's when you know. Time to go to bed.
That's enough.
Let's talk about the WNBA.
Yes.
And I need to stop calling it a moment because it's not like the WNBA is having a moment. It's here.
Yeah.
It's here and it's exploded and there's so much excitement around it. As someone who advocates for women's sports, what's it been like from your vantage point to see so many other people get on board and get excited about women in professional basketball?
It's so cool, so awesome, so fun. I can't remember exactly what happened. Oh, after it was kind of a bad incident when people were throwing things onto the court. It was like one of those moments of like, this wasn't happening before all eyes were on it, but it was also a realization of like,
people care.
People are at the games. Places are packed out.
Yeah.
The traction is there.
People have done that at men's games.
People have done that
forever,
forever, which like,
not saying it's good, but
you're at a game. Why are you throwing it? Like,
what are we doing?
I think that's, for me, when I was like, oh my gosh, like it's actually like grown to a point to where now there are people doing weird things at games. You know?
That's how you know you've made it,
unfortunately. And then also just, it's coming up more in casual conversations now with other people. Like they're bringing up more W players than obviously we love Asia Wilson, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, love the girls, but like, people are starting to go further outside of like, now it's Natasha Cloud, Gabby Williams, different players that like aren't your usual top five that people automatically think of. So
who's your current favorite player?
My current favorite, Asia Wilson. She's just amazing. I know South Carolina is an opponent of Kentucky, so I understand that.
Everybody breathe.
An SEC girly. She's just a real sweet Southern girl, and she just carries herself in an amazing way. And she advocates for women and girls just so hard. And she has a book, and I've read it, and she talks about growing up with dyslexia and stuff like that. Like, just different little battles that she's had to deal with, and just the way that she carries herself with so much grace and whatnot, it's amazing. And also being a beast on the court. It's like that balance of like being such a sweet person, yeah. but also mm-hmm. she will get nasty on the court. And that's what I love. I love anyone who's aggressive and nasty on the court. That's my favorite.
Yeah. I love
it's
that.
Exciting. It's exciting to watch. Yes. This is kind of like big question and maybe a no-brainer for you who's mm-hmm. in sports every day. But why is it important to lift up women in sports?
I feel like it's so deep.
oh, it's that, hot that mic,
Sierra. Yeah, I know. It's just women obviously are a marginalized group as a whole. And so just understanding that we can and we are capable to do mm-hmm. whatever we want, whatever we put our minds to, and just knowing that people support you in those moments makes such a big difference. And it's like, I don't know, we're just people. I just feel like it's not that hard to just want to support yeah. other people. Mm-hmm. And then I just feel like
who are at the top of
their game, doing amazing things. And I just, women just have a certain je ne sais quoi about themselves that is just like,
love.
I feel like adds a little extra flair to everything yes. that they do. So it's just, yeah. I feel like it's very easy just to cheer for the girls.
I had this conversation recently with Sierra, too, because I've said this so many times on the podcast. I'm not really into sports, but my husband is, and I see, you know, we're all mm-hmm. exposed to sports. And I recently watched a women's basketball game, WNBA. Yes. And I told Sierra afterwards, I said, it was so much more interesting to watch than a men's game because the women are almost scrap, like, they're scrappy.
They're literally fighting yes. each other. Fighting to the death.
And maybe that's, like, painting with a broad brush, yeah. but it was a lot more exciting, honestly. The vibes were just,
I feel like,
much more interesting.
The people that watch the W and that have been with the W from the beginning have a genuine love for the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that the NBA doesn't, but it's just there's some games you turn on and you just, like, you know, they're just out there, you know? But for the W, I feel like, well, because they kind of, they are playing for their families. They are playing for their lives. Like, they don't get paid. Mm-hmm. Not all of them are getting paid very well. Mm-hmm. So, like, they are giving their all every single game.
They probably also feel like they have to earn respect of people because if they're not giving their all, people are going to say,
yeah, they're underestimated.
She's yeah. there. Yeah, you know? And so, it's just all of that just wraps up into that. And, yeah, I just love them so much. Like, ever since I don't remember how old I was. I was teens.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my mom, my sister, my grandma went to Washington, D.C. for something. I can't remember. But we got to go to a Washington Mystics game. And the arena wasn't very full. Wasn't that many people there. The tickets were relatively cheap. Like, and I got to see Elena Deladon, which is like one of the best mm-hmm. players in the W at the time. She was amazing. It was mm-hmm. the best. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I've always known about the W, but like being able to see the game in person, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And so ever since then, I've just been like obnoxious about the W. Like, people will be talking about other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, well, did you see that Ryan Howard? She like scored 9 straight threes last night. So like, you know,
let's talk about it.
And it's just like, okay, and, you know, but now it's to a point where if you do bring up something like that, mm-hmm. people can like actually have something to say back mm-hmm. to it. And I think that's awesome.
That is really cool.
Wow. I'm inspired.
Who was your favorite professional, like women's professional basketball player growing up?
It was Elena Deladon. Okay. Because, guys, I'm only 5'6". But at Franklin County High School,
you
a lot of
taller
us.
Taller than that to me
thank
also.
You.
Yeah.
A lot
you
of us.
You give like 5'9".
Thanks. That means so much to me. But yeah, a lot of us weren't very tall. So I was actually a post player for like the majority mm-hmm. of my playing mm-hmm. career. So she was like someone that I really looked up to. And then also Skylar Diggins was like coming up at Notre Dame when I was like in high school. So like different people like that, that's who I was looking up to. And I hope I'm remembering that right. I always say like a stat or something. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm second guessing myself. I'm like, that's the right school, right? But
you'll have to
whatever.
Keep track of a lot of,
yeah.
a lot of athletes and a lot of schools. Well,
I'm
hot mic time.
This.
First, before I start this, I want to ask you, because you love music. You're a big music
love.
Gal as well. What is your hype up song?
before like going to a game? Do you have a song you listen to like get ready to cover a game?
Oh my
current,
gosh.
Current, maybe.
Current? Well, right now, actually, it's going to be someone that is, it's not one of like the main faves. Emmy knows who my favorites are. Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson have this remix together called Stateside.
I haven't heard
listen
it.
Listen to it. Okay. It is a bop. It's a fun girly pop bop.
Love.
One thing about me, I love the girls in music. That's my main thing.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I'm always
you're
for the girls.
You just,
I'm for the
you're
girls
such
in general.
A supporter of girls, which you know, I love.
Because I grew up with such strong women as mm-hmm. like my role models and my supporters and in my family. And so I just think it's just sustained throughout my mm-hmm. life. I'm like always mm-hmm. for the girls. But yes. In another life, though, I think I would have been like a music A&R or something. Mm-hmm. Someone who finds talent and then wow. helps shape and mold them. But, or maybe down the road. We'll see.
Yeah,
but that's
time.
Always been something that yeah. I wanted to do. And I've also wanted to learn how to DJ. And Evie's husband, Charlie, taught me how to play the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing
did,
well
yeah.
for a while, but then I got the sports job, and then I was like,
you're busy.
I have to
yeah.
work.
So, yeah. Okay. We need to get back on that. We need to
we
play the guitar together.
You should make a playlist, I think, for us to get hyped for sports.
Ooh, we should have a Hot Mic playlist. Can you make
yes.
a playlist specifically for Hot Mic?
I will. Okay. And what's funny, I used high school, this is what all I would do was like, if I wasn't at basketball practice, I was like curating playlists.
Were you burning CDs?
Same girl. Burn CDs, LimeWire, don't come after me. I was that
it
girl.
Was, that was the time
I was like,
for LimeWire.
Yeah. If you need music, if you need a playlist, oh, dances in high school, I made the play. I would curate the playlist. I was on, we were, what is it? The president, vice president, all that stuff in high school.
Oh, like student government?
Student council. I was in student government. I was student council. And so, like, I was vice president all 4 years in high school of my class.
Period.
And so my job senior year for all the dances was to make the playlist for everything. And I took that job very
as you
seriously.
Should.
But yeah, guys, it's always my thing. And then, like, during COVID, me and one of my friends, his name's Josh, we would, like, that's what we would do, just spend our time making playlists, Spotify playlists, and then we'd, like, send things to Spotify. We're like, hey, if you need people to do work, we can do that. We've been trying for years to get on that Spotify. They're just like, leave us
I love
alone.
That. I'm just shooting your shot
yeah,
with
you know,
Spotify.
You never know.
Yeah, you got to ask. Absolutely.
I love that. Also, are we good on time? Because Keith Farmer really
so.
Had me stressed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we have time okay. To
we're
ask
good.
You. This is going to be one word. Quick round, okay. What you think about these people.
Okay.
One word. First, Angel Reese.
Astonishing.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Travis Kelce. you can take your time.
Overrated.
The face said it all.
Overrated.
The face said it all.
You know, it's just been a lot recently.
Okay. You can leave it at that. It's one word.
Yeah,
overrated.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Mark Pope.
Love.
There we
love
go.
Him.
Okay. This is a combo.
Uh-huh.
Drake and his relationship with the University of Kentucky.
Oh, I probably should be diplomatic. Worn out at this point?
Does he still come?
No, that's the thing.
Okay,
that's the thing.
Worn out.
Because it's like, I understand that he's given the basketball team, like, Nocta outfits and whatnot. But
what
like,
outfits?
Nocta. I think that's his brand.
Oh, it's his brand. Okay.
Yes. And so, like, love that for them. But, like, at this point, I'm over it. I don't.
Hey.
Worn
but
out.
But I'm not a student. And so, you know.
That's okay.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Worn out.
Beyonce.
Icon. Legend.
Yeah. That's all you have to say.
That's all you have to say, honestly.
And our final person, Keith Farmer.
I already said love. bestie.
Oh,
cute.
That's a good one. He's
bestie. Really good.
He's not my bestie, but
yeah.
I can see that for.
Yes.
He was really being funny last night. He was like, I heard you're going to have Sierra on. She has a heart out and she needs to be at a press conference tomorrow. And I know you guys are just going to gab.
Like, Keith.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're professionals.
Relax.
He knows I love to talk and he knows I love to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
So, like, I just think, honestly, he's just having FOMO because.
Totally.
He's not here, so.
Yeah. You guys have such a fun dynamic in the sports department. We said the same thing to Maggie, mm-hmm. but I always I feel FOMO looking in through those little windows. Like, what are they laughing about in there?
You guys can come in.
And sometimes I walk in and they're all doing something that I don't get. You know, like something that I don't understand. And
it's okay. We'll explain it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you guys should come in sometime. That's the one thing that I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh, people probably think that we're just like, so like, no one come in. But it's like the exact opposite. Well, there's sometimes when we close both doors.
Yeah, that's to get work done.
That's when we're like, okay, we have to lock in, guys. Yeah. Don't bother us then.
Totally.
But like most of the time, if you just see us in there laughing and gabbing, it's because we are laughing and gabbing. So.
At us.
Always a laugh just and always a gab. Last question for you, Sierra, just as we are now heading into basketball season. I mean, we're in it. How are you feeling about women's and the men's teams?
Oh, I'm so excited. I think both teams have a really high ceiling. I feel like both teams have the opportunity to make a national championship run. Like, they both started off on a really good foot last season, and now that they know what to expect, especially when it comes to the men's team, they have high expectations every single year, but, like, really that ninth championship, like, that's basically all UK fans want. And so I feel like they have a really good grasp on that, even though as of today, their record, they do have a loss. But guys, it's not the end of the world.
It's only November, right?
It's only November. That's the thing. November, you are figuring out where your team is, what they need to work on. And I think it's better that we lose now than in the later part of the year. So I'm just really excited for both teams, and I absolutely adore the women's basketball team. The triplets, Clara Strack, Amelia Hassett, and Tiani Key, they're like the tallest girls I've ever met.
So
they're
cute.
They are so awesome.
Just little
they're
cuties.
Literally, and cute. Like, all the whole women's basketball team can be models. But, like, it's their dominance when it comes to rebounding and blocking shots was amazing last year, so I'm just so excited to see how they'll grow with that this season. And then they have a couple players that weren't there last year, like their point guard, Toni Morgan. She literally just hit 500 career assists. Crazy. She's only, like, she's among the top five, I think, in active players when it comes to assists. So that's awesome. And then Jordan Obi, she had an injury last season that didn't allow her to play, and she's a grad student. So she's playing this year, and each game she's shown, like, she's like, I'm here and I am going to make an impression this season. And I just like the way she plays. She's aggressive. She's one of those players that's very sweet, but when she's on the court, she gets nasty. And I love that. Like, she's like bodying up to
sweet
people.
And nasty.
Yeah. So, really excited for both teams. I could go on forever, but
that would
just
be
so excited.
Another Hot Mic episode.
Yeah, a separate Hot Mic episode where I'm just yapping about every player on the team and how awesome they are.
We love to hear you yap. A lot of really good storylines to follow this season for the men and women, and your storyline, Sierra Newton. It's been so fun to get to know you a little better, and I think for our viewers and listeners, especially if they're going to the games, to know you are one of the women behind CBN Tonight, behind the coverage that we bring to UK Athletics. And you do an awesome job.
Thank you.
So this flew by.
Yeah, I know. Are you going to be late?
We should do this more often.
We should. You're not going to be late.
Same
I just
time next
checked
week.
The time.
No, same time next week. I'll be here. But yeah, guys, if you see me at games, wave at me, say hi to me, that kind of thing. It always like means so much when people actually do come up and say something. Because some days, you know, you feel like you're just going through the motions. And you don't really know if you're making an impact to people, but then you'll go out in the community and someone's like, that story that Megan or Evie did, that was really awesome. That was really fun. Or that I did see you at the game the other day, but I just didn't want to talk to you because you looked like you were busy. I'm like, no, talk to me. But there have been times where I'm like actively shooting something that I was, hey, I'm like, oh,
just a sec.
No, love meeting people. Love talking to people. Love this job. Love you guys.
That's why she was an NKU student tour guide.
There we go. We love it. And people can follow you on social media because you're really good about posting what's going on, the events you're covering, the games and all that. A little plug for your social media?
Yeah. So my at name is So Flossie Wright. So Flossie. Flossie is my middle name. My great-grandmother, her name's Flossie. And so that's where I get it from.
Name.
It's a family name. So it wasn't just like a random thing that I did. But so Flossie writes because I did start out as a print journalist. But once I got the check mark, I was like, oh, we're not going back. And I'm also not paying for it. So, like, yeah, we're not changing. Yeah. So Flossie writes. That's the story behind it. But yeah, that's me. Or you search Sierra Newton. That'll also come.
They'll find you. Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on Hot Mic.
It's
been a pleasure. Have fun with all of your press conferences and all the chaos today. And as we're in crossover season, we'll be watching.
Yes.
Okay. And to our viewers and our listeners, thank you so much. I never know which camera we're on.
Wait. You got to give Sierra her mug. Hot Mic mug. There you go. Now you've really made it.
Mm-hmm. Now you've really made it.
This is what I've been waiting for, guys. Honestly, this is the real reason I'm here is for this mug.
to get the mug. In high demand.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening and watching. Make sure you are joining us next week as we have another guest on for Hot Mic.